Do you think I need to go and paint that yellow BR, bruv?
Party people!
Slam!
Yet again, another episode of The Arms House. We are back. Some of you long-time listeners and watchers of the pod will recognize this spot here. The substation. What did we call it? The DDS headquarters.
But now it's the TBF headquarters. But TBF is closed, bruv, you're telling me.
It is.
Yo, we got Slam.
For the time being.
We got Slam. TBF, what was it?
RD.
RD, and what's RD stand for?
It's like Rude Dogs, Real Deal. It was a crew from, that we started in like 2001.
Okay.
An English crew, yeah.
Yeah. It was a few of us in it, and it was like a bombing crew.
Sick.
And Tees was in it.
Oh, rest in peace.
Yeah, so I've started it up again in memory of him, you know what I mean?
Wow,
nice. I put a few people in it that knew Tees, and everyone's sort of in it, I know, and like, it's sort of quite tight, quite exclusive, you know
Wicked.
What I mean?
So, I see you putting up Tees a lot as well, even on the insides as well, and Odear as well, big Odear all the time.
No doubt. You were just saying though, while the tune was playing, you were saying how you used to link Croc and watch Visual Graphics,
yeah?
Like every guy on the VHS,
yeah? Yeah. He'd get the tape when it was released, like, because he was mates with Kilo.
Yeah.
And then, like, me and Axe, we'd go round there and just, like, sit and fucking... be just like, wow, man.
That's crazy.
You know
what
I mean? And the tunes were good because they had a DJ on there.
Exactly.
So there'd be a lot of instrumentals that sort of went with the...
Yeah.
Just went well with the graph. Like.
Yeah, yeah. Throw Your Guns, you were saying, on
it. Yeah. Like the instrumental with that.
What was his name? DJ First Rate, I think.
First Rate.
They used to always do the DJ, like, weird routines.
Around his head and that. Like.
Around his head and shit.
We'll be right back.
Did it come up all right?
It was so funny. I was chatting to Score about that. We were laughing about DJ First Rate. He was sick.
Apparently, he was a proper funny guy.
Proper, yeah.
Because he used to go like with them. Because Croc used to go when they went Amsterdam and all that. Mm. Them lot would all go like Score and Kilo and that.
Yeah.
And First Rate would go with them.
Exactly. Yes.
But I was never really like a smoker, so.
Yeah.
Never, no.
Nah, I just used to have whiteys all the time.
I thought you painted the British Bulldog sign for the Bulldog Cafe, bruv.
No, oh, mate. Yeah. Sounds like my worst nightmare, that place.
Yeah, mate.
I've been to Amsterdam once, and basically we found a bar where you could get alcohol as well. Like, so they were serving Heineken, and I was drinking Heineken. Everyone else got mushrooms, right, that I was with. And I was trying to have a conversation, and everyone just kept laughing at me, and I was like, fuck. And I fucking fucked off on my own, had a tantrum, walked around a red light on my own.
Yeah, window shopping.
Yo, you mentioned, yeah, I'll probably bleep his name, but recently you know that dude, you know the inside's been getting battered?
Yeah, yeah.
And there's some sneaky fucking dudes walking around going, look, Sadiq Khan, you know how we can wipe it.
Sadiq Khan.
Croc has got pictures of that dude. Pressed them up onto thousands of stickers, and now he's going to go around sticking that dude's face.
Or,
I think so. I mean, I don't know.
It's got to be the Centrals and the Bakerloos, yeah, isn't
it? It's got to be them two.
I see him. It was on his story, wasn't it?
He posted it. Yeah.
I'll give him a little applause thing.
He didn't say what he was doing with him, but obviously he put two and two together. Yeah. I'm
he's
assuming
got bags of them, isn't he?
Bags on this mug's face. So he's just going to stick it. That's going to be so.
He's a proper squeezer, Croc. Cool. He's a proper squeezer.
Oh, mate.
That is brilliant.
I was thinking of going with just some Infamy ink and writing that dude's name, just writing his name.
Have you got his name?
Well, yeah, because I can't remember it, but I think it's Joseph something.
Rupert,
yeah, something like that, man.
Tarquin.
Quentin.
Yeah, it's got to be up that street, isn't it?
Yo.
That is brilliant. I didn't know he did that.
Well, literally just yesterday, I think I saw it, so I don't know if he's done it yet, so I don't want to like hot him up or anything.
The stickers are pressed up.
He's just got bags and bags of it, man. It's so funny, man.
Send some to the Arms House, man.
I told him. I said I need some of them.
We'll ping those around, man.
Oh, mate. All right, we got the man, the myth, the legend, that is Slam. We came into Slam Onyx. Thanks, man, for joining us, brother. Yeah. Really
good,
appreciate
man.
That, for real.
Nice one.
I always associated you with kind of North London.
Yeah.
Yeah,
like I'm north London.
North.
Yeah, like proper.
Right on the edge.
Newcastle.
And
yeah,
I think
pretty much.
I think you're a
next stop on the train is Newcastle.
You're like a couple years older than me, I think. Only by a couple, not much.
I'm 50 this year.
Oh, okay, so all right. So a good 7-8 years then, yeah.
Oh, is
right.
It?
Yeah, 7.
Oh, my gosh. I must look younger then.
Yeah, there we go.
I'll take the compliment.
No,
Reebok Classic Gang as well, bruv.
Yeah, I'm in touch with my inner Chev.
People keep on dropping comments about to Amber, you got to get Fiam a pair of trainers. He's wearing Reebok Classics in Cannes and all that. I've got a lot of trainers, lads, but A, I'm growing out of that, and B, I'm doing graph. You know what I mean? I'm not going to wear my...
You're keeping it Chev.
Yeah, and you got to keep it Chev.
You got to keep it Chev, man.
There's not many people around Cannes wearing fucking Reebok Classics.
Really?
You, shut up, you French mug.
You know? Fucking hell. So who were you looking up to then when you were first starting out?
Well, when I was little, I was thinking about this the other day. Basically, 87 was like the year when it just, graph just hit me, like, boom. And I was like, that's what I want to do, you know what I mean? Because before that, I'd seen like breakdance and Beat Street and all that, and Wild Style. And I loved them films, and all sort of thought was breakdancers, but I weren't very good at it, do you know what I mean? And I like you know, you get the lettering, and then Beat Street had a bit of graph in it.
Yeah.
Wild Style was
mainly
about graph. And I saw Star Wars, and it's like, whoa, fucking hell, I like this.
Did someone show you it, or you just stumbled across
it?
No,
funny enough, right, in, like, breakdance and all that in Beat Street were just films.
Yeah.
So my mum and dad knew we was into, like, breakdancing and
all that.
When we was little, I must have been about 10 years old before we moved from the first house, and I think it was Capital FM or something like that, and it was like Mike Allen, right?
Yeah,
he was like a sort of pioneer, like championing hip hop and that. And we heard this song on the radio, and it was like, oh, me and my brother was like, oh, that's well good. Like, it's a bit of us, like, we're well into it. And my mum, she phoned up the radio station there.
Oh, shit.
And said, oh, what's the name of that tune? And like, What he
Shut
did,
up.
Yeah,
Wicked.
Yeah,
slam.
Right, and he fucking, what he did, he sent, he says, right, give us your name and address. He sent us the Electro album with Dougie Fresh and the Get Fresh crew, the show?
Yeah.
With Slick Rick on it. And he sent us the whole album with a little thing saying to the, my surname, Posse, enjoy it, troops, Mike Allen, signed.
Sick. So this is 87, 89?
No, this is like, I was 10, so it would have been 86.
Okay, shit. Like,
so we was getting into hip hop and that through the breakdancing films and all that.
That's dope.
And then 87, I was in my last year at junior school, yeah? And for some reason, like, some girl gave me a thing, because I was like, I like the Beastie Boys and that, or whatever it was. I think it's 87, and she gave me an article out of Smash Hits, and it had, like, that geezer who writes Insane, he was in there, like, holding his name belt. There was pictures and that. It was, like, just a page. And I was like, nice. Wow, it had PIC holding his name belt, and it had a little blurb about him, and then some other people, like, sort of about the hip-hop fashion and that.
Yeah. And, English.
Yeah.
I got to try and London, find this, like. Then. I'll put it in the edit.
Yeah. And it was, I was like, oh, right. And then that was in the last year at junior school. And the teacher, our teacher, he had like a pen pot on his desk. And there was like a, I remember just seeing it. There was like a W.H. Smith jumbo red marker. And for some reason, I thought, I've got to have that, right?
This is the foundation of graph.
Yeah, this is the foundation of slam.
Yeah.
Right? And so I've seen this red marker, and I thought, I want that. I don't know why I want it, but I want it, right? So about a week has passed, yeah, and I've swiped it. I've had it off the desk.
So you've clocked it for a week. Every year, it's still there. Tuesday, still there.
Yeah, that looks like
there.
Some fun could be happening.
Friday,
that.
I'm fucking having this if it's still there.
Yeah. I think also those pens, they weren't selling them to kids at the time because
they were
people
shit.
Were smelling
they were
them.
Shit. Like, yeah, that sort of thing. People puffing like all sorts of solvents and that.
Exactly.
And they did stink, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, give you a headache.
Get a bit
that.
Dizzy, yeah.
But so I've had this pen and I was like, oh, what do I do with it now? And then I think it was a lunchtime because our classroom was empty, And do you remember them like wooden top desks?
Oh, yeah, of course.
This is how old I am.
I remember them.
Yeah. It had an ink hole in the
top. Yeah,
and the chair was attached to it. The chair and the desk was all one.
I've just thought, right, I'm going on a mission. So I go in the classroom, there's no one in there, it's empty. And I just lifted up the lid and wrote in every single one of them with this jumbo red marker. I wrote crazy. Right? I thought, what am I going to write? Crazy, that'll do.
We always talk about like the first tags people get.
Yeah.
Like hate, hash. I had
star.
Star.
Zap.
Yeah.
Zap.
Yeah. And you wrote crazy.
I wrote crazy for whatever
That's like
reason.
That's the best one I've heard so far.
So anyway, right. So I finished. Finished junior school, and it was like summer holidays. And I was like, well, I don't really like, this is what I want to do, because I've got such a buzz out of writing on these desks. I was like, I've got to do more of this, like. So I think I've been practicing a tag on paper. And I didn't want crazy, because it had a Y on the end. So I turned it to craze, And basically, I just bit the letters off someone, like a mate, sort of,
Not from like spray can art, but from an actual mate.
This is like, he was tagging around the area, just little tags and that. It was like his nickname. And I think I loved the tag because it looked really good, do you know what I mean? And this was like 87.
What, his or yours?
His tag. So I was practicing on paper writing craze. And I can still do it exactly now, you know, I can remember how it looked. And then I think my mum had a paper mate, you know them little ones, the little paper mates with like a skinny top, but it was like a chisel tip. Anyway, like a black pen. So I've got
black
that.
Pen with white with black lines around it at the top.
No, it weren't a pilot or nothing. It was like a paper mate. It was a little marker with a sort of orange label, oval label on it.
I don't remember it.
Well, this is years ago. Yeah. Anyway, so I've got one of them, and I started going around on my BMX, writing on all the road signs, like all the street signs, getting my little tag craze up. And I thought I was fucking all city, right?
And I was all block.
Basically, as far as I was allowed to go on my BMX.
Exactly, yeah.
But I had it smashed, And I was like, man, I'm fucking well up. Like, and anyway,
but
like...
But did you know, like, what I'm getting at is, did you know that you were meant to get up? Like, did you know you were meant to put it loads of spots?
No.
Okay.
No, I didn't.
So no one was schooling you about graph?
Not at that time. Not at that. That was just me doing what I thought.
And what
you
about your brother?
Doing.
Was he on it?
No.
So it's just you
me.
And that. Okay.
Yeah. And then 87, I think it was August, right?
remembers the month in 87.
My memory, like everyone says, like, you, how do you remember that? Like, I don't remember.
That's
what I did
brilliant, though. I don't remember.
But then the
shit.
Thing is, no, I can't remember what I did last week. Yeah. But these sort of things, I remember. And
the foundation of Slam is an important event, bruv.
Yeah, man. So basically, we was out. I think it was someone's birthday. And we was out at McDonald's, but Bad Meaning Good had been advertised. It was on that night on BBC Two, yeah. And I was like to my mum and dad, "Oh, can we tape that? Like, can we record it?" And they preset the video to record while we was out. And the whole time I was in McDonald's, thinking, "I want to get back and watch that." Got back and watched it. Watched the grass section. It just fucking blew me away. You know what I mean? I was like, "Oh my god!" Like, I must have watched it about 10 times. Just the little graph section, and rewinding it, playing it, rewinding, playing it. It's like, wow, man.
Is that like pre, post Spray Can Art, Subway Art?
Spray Can Art came out.
Subway Art came out first, did it?
No, yeah, it did. Yeah. So I've got Bad Meaning Good with like the London Trains and Walls and that bad piece by Scam. That was just like, oh my god, that is proper graph. That is. And then Spray Can Art came out a couple of months later that year. And I remember being in W.H. Smith in Wood Green, yeah, with my mum and dad and my brothers. And look, basically back then it was like, you didn't have a phone. We'll come back for you in like 20 minutes.
Yeah, we'll leave you. Don't leave the shop. Yeah, so go to the Pick and Mix and shut up. We've got 50p.
Basically, they had the book there. And basically they come back to find me sitting cross-legged on the floor reading fucking Spray Can Art in W.H. Smith.
Can I get it, Dad? Come on, Dad, yeah, please. Well,
basically,
Dad, please,
that was like, please. Yeah. And then a couple of weeks later, I got it. I think I saved up a little bit of pocket money and they put the rest in. And then I just got home and I just studied that. You know what I mean? That was the first. That was like my proper introduction to graph. You know, I was
I think for a lot of people, it was that and Star Wars.
But Star Wars didn't. I was just a bit too young when I saw Star Wars to really know what it meant. I knew I liked it.
Yeah, it still seemed foreign. It still seemed New York like this.
But my favourite bit was the cat bit.
Yeah,
like that was just like
that was the drama.
Man,
yeah. But I was at Feams yesterday, and he's got a copy of Spray Can Art, quite an old one.
Was the photos you mentioned? Well, yeah. Two of your favourite ever pieces were from that book, no?
Yeah, it was the
Motu and
Bando and
Sens
Pride, like TCA
Sens piece.
TCA the Sens piece. That was just like, oh my god,
the aerosol art piece. Yeah,
the aerosol art. Yeah, and when you think that was 1985.
Something like that, I can't
that's
remember.
That's like 40 years ago.
But we might do a whole episode on the book Spray Can Art. We might do a whole episode, just pull out some of our favourites from there. But I'll flash up this one.
Everything about that was perfect. You know, it was perfect graph.
Yeah.
And it was so ahead of its time. And when you think these people, graph hadn't been around for like, only about 2-3 years. But not even that. Like,
properly documented, at least. Yeah,
but
for
people
sure.
In 85 were still doing like Break and Zap and Pinky or Perky or whatever. You know what I mean? Like,
Perky as that.
You know what I mean?
No, for sure.
To see something like that, done all with car paint and that.
And then explained as well. And then like interviews with them and pictures of them doing it and stuff. And it was, it was very... The book.
The Spray Can Art. The Paris section.
Yeah.
And the bits in London with TCA.
Do you know how good that is? Because if that was an American book, they would have never have done that. Because I was checking this out yesterday, and I watched Star Wars last night as well.
And probably got into it.
But because of Henry Chalfont and that, they were the ones, you know, with a bit of a more open mind, who said, you know, we've travelled. Let's put Barcelona. The Barcelona graph in there is a bit shit. It's probably the worst bit of the European graph.
I can't remember
London's
the
in there, Copenhagen's in there. Shit like that, do you know what I mean?
Amsterdam.
And I reckon, I was just thinking, if this was down to those American mother lovers, these bits wouldn't be in it. And now, I know, but he's got on, he's like more of a, you know, my job is photo, like documenting. Sure. He, what I was going to say, now that those bits are in there, it's actually now fucking important. Yeah. And it fucking shows that Europe was in there. Like London, and out of those bits, Copenhagen, Bartha, whatever, other bits, London is easily the
Amsterdam,
heaviest.
Amsterdam, wasn't it?
Amsterdam's in there.
Yeah.
But because it wasn't Mode. Mean told us who did that Devious piece. And there was the same rapper name as in...
Scribbler.
And Scribbler from Terra Firma. Yeah, yeah. Big up Scribbler. Both Scribbler. No, Scribbler from Terra Firma is another Scribbler. But he did that, the Devious piece.
Yeah.
And then those pieces in there, I was like, yo, proud to be from London on those, represented from that, because them lot killed that.
Yeah.
And it's just wicked that those bits, even though it's a tiny bit at the back,
yeah.
it's 10, 15 pages is wickedest in there.
It cannot be understated that the Chrome Angels as a crew were
so
mad.
So ahead of their time. Like,
ahead of their time.
That centerpiece for me, everything about it, the characters, the little letters, the background, the feel, I've never seen anything better than that since.
And it holds up to this day, yeah.
See that beige? Like, what paint is that back then? Like,
it's all like, it's got to be car paint or a few buntlax thrown in or something. I don't know.
I think buntlax.
What do you mean? You mean car plan?
No, buntlax. Yeah, no. I think a lot of it, buntlax, the detail.
Buntlax would be the rarity, but.
Well, I don't know what. But when I was back then, you'd get car plan, you'd get Holtz, you'd get like, then you'd get the posh ones like. What was it?
Belhans and K plan, not
Multi
K
or something.
Multi K, yeah, with the one with the little brush in the lid.
Yeah, all stuff like that. So you Simonized. Could, get good ones. Oh, I remember that.
And the high coats.
Fucking hell, that's a blast from the past.
We thought you would do bare schemes in those.
Theme has just given Slam a red high coat. What colour is it?
It's. Oh, I don't know because the writing's been chipped off.
Let me see it. Oh yeah.
But yeah, they was a game changer, them things, in 94. Yeah.
Mm.
Proper.
Mm. We used to keep them for highlights.
Yeah.
The
nozzle on it was perfect. Come on, nice crisp lines.
Yeah, well, you could put one of them little caps, you know, that not the sort of round ones, but the little, like an NY Fat, but you'd get them off something else. And it would be even slower. Oh. So you could just get the perfect line with them. Like they
really?
Were amazing to
yeah,
use.
Yeah, but they were banging.
They were wicked.
And they smelt good. Do you remember you could get like 600 mil
on certain colours.
Some of the colours.
And that size you could rack loads of them.
Yeah.
But my mate Cheat, we used to paint all the time together and he'd have like the highlight in that.
Yeah.
And or I'd go to pick up, he'd be like, No. That's for like the highlights at the end, you know what I mean? Proper straight line. But just going back to that Sens piece, yeah. Who did the outline on that?
Bando, yeah.
And what I see with your graph, and especially when I was doing more research, because by the way, what people don't understand, or the youngers might need to know, is you've been around from fucking almost day dot, like some of the shit we're talking about now, the foundation
little,
of Slam.
So,
Woolworths don't even exist anymore, bruv, and you were sitting on the floor, bruv. But I want to give you mad props now, because when people talk, I'm like very like, I want to be doing London letters.
Yeah.
And I don't really care if people from outside go, oh, but it's all you do. Yes, yeah, all I do. Yeah. Like, bun you, bruv. That's all I do.
Yeah,
that's
but
what
that's
I
what
do.
I do. I do traditional.
You
London
do traditional
graph.
Letters. And when I'm in bare conversations when that sort of shit happens, or who do you think this, who do you think that? And it's always like the same heads that come up.
Yeah.
And I'm going to start saying you.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I don't know why you don't come up like that enough, because it's always so and so, London letters. Yeah, but you got to think about my man here. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or him there.
Yeah,
Bosch.
Definitely.
You know what I mean? But all of your letters, bruv, the nice, calm, dub ones with the curves, and then you do like aggressive letters, then you do semi-wild style letters,
yeah.
The pieces, the hand styles. This dude's got hand styles. He's got a known throw up. He's done bits that we can't talk about. He's done street bombing, and you've got the schemes on lock, bruv. But your letters, bruv, and they blatantly come from shit like that.
The biggest influence was that piece.
That piece there,
The Sens piece and the aerosol art, and basically everything they were doing, you know. And then you've got, you know, the sort of original London writers, like I say, that bad piece by Scam in Bad Meaning Good. I was like, I want to do stuff like that, you know. I'm not replicating, but I'm emulating what I saw when I was little. Going travelling on the tube, and
you're emulating it so well. Like, you're actually
I'd be glued
pulling
to
it
the
off.
Window. You know what I mean? I'd be like, glued to
but
the
everyone
window.
Tried to do it, bruv. Enough people are in certain crews because people think they do it. They don't do it like that.
Yeah.
And they don't do it as good as you, bruv. You killed.
Thank you, mate.
You killed it, and you still kill it. But when I sat down, I was like, I sent you a text, and I've just realised I've been biting you for the whole of my life. That's what I said to him.
It's like a silent influence, you know what I mean? And if I've influenced people, then good stuff, you know what I mean?
But and then you come on here because you might be silent and he batters you, bruv, do you know what I mean? Basically, end of the day, he batters you.
No, you're right, completely, man. And you've been the constant throughout my graph career, if you want to call it that. There's always been Slam to look out for.
Yeah,
you know?
I'm not the loudest or, you know, I'm not up or anything, but...
At one point.
There was a moment when you were an act.
Yeah,
like
I was
he's my
say.
Day dot.
What years was that?
Well, I met him at, I first met him in the first year of secondary school, right? And there was a little gang of us going skateboarding. So we'd all go out, fucking skateboarding, blah, blah, blah. And it turned out that me and him liked tagging. So we just clicked, you know what I mean?
Big up Act.
Sick. Yeah, big up Act.
Act is one of my favourites. He always has
been.
Yeah,
he's my, like my day one, you know, like, and I still see him now and again, like, and we still chat and that.
So, oh, you said of getting nicked in the France in this age. Yeah. Act has taken the photos.
I know, the fucker.
And he's got an Act one reach above as well.
I don't think he knew who he was, because I was thinking, why didn't you fucking say there's a copper behind her?
It's but a joke spell.
Did he get the reach first on the same night?
He's got the reach. In Paris, there was about seven of us, yeah? No, there was...
But
there
he got the reach just before you?
Yeah.
And didn't get nicked?
No.
But the bloke still clocked him and knew you were together?
No.
Thought, I'll wait for him to get a reach, then I'll nick them both.
No, basically what happened was there was... We went to Paris, there was three of us, three English, me acting another fella, and there was seven of the Paris lot, like, come to meet us. Yeah. It was all, like, out street bombing, yeah?
Yeah.
And I think, like, someone sort of see us doing it has obviously, like, rang up and said, oh, there's some people writing on stuff. And basically, like, we was all on the piss, like, Brits abroad, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Bag of beer and that.
Yeah. Lucky it's not Benidorm, you fucking cunts.
I'd have had my top off and everything.
Kept the Reeboks on.
Yeah, keep the Reeboks on. But basically, we was... I was doing this tag, and I'd finished the tag, and I looked round, there's this little fella standing next to me. I went, hello, mate, you're right. And he went, and it said, police. And I was like, oh, fuck. I was like, oh, no. And he goes, you fucking idiot.
Really?
What are you doing, you fucking idiot? Right?
Really?
And I was like, oh, shit.
Because there's already reaches on that door. Or what, is it a door or something? I can't remember. But there's like, bare different reaches.
Know, it's just like... Yeah, we were just writing on everything. And so basically, there's this little fella standing there, like, just waiting for me to finish. And I've turned around and I've gone, hello, mate, you're right.
Hello, mate.
And he's gone,
hello, kid.
Please. And I was like, oh, shit. Like,
yeah, Nick's out
so there's like, there's three of us have got pulled up, yeah? Two English and one of the French guys. The rest of them are fucked off around the corner, right? And I was sort of looking. In case you see a head pop round, like, they hadn't gone. They were just waiting for us, like
waiting for the next reach.
Yeah, waiting for something to see what whether we got nicked or whether we got away. Like, anyway, basically they was like doing they took photos of my passport and that, took the pen off me, and I was like, oh, we're getting nicked. Like, shit.
Am I getting nicked?
I was just thinking I'm getting nicked. Like, first night in Paris and I'm getting nicked. I'm gonna spend it in the cell.
I haven't thought that feeling for a while when you're like, oh, I'm not blagging out of this.
Horrible.
I'm gonna spend time in the cell.
It's horrible.
It's literally just
fuck.
Yeah. He was just
allow
waiting for me to
it,
finish.
Bruv.
And then he was gonna like let me have it. Yeah. Basically, what happened? We're standing there. Mate, he's sitting on the floor. He's resigned. He's like that. And I've got my bag of beer there. I thought, right, if I'm getting nicked, I'm going down fighting. So I've got one. I just started necking it, right? I thought, I'm going to down this in one. So at least I'm a bit merry in the fucking police station.
Yeah.
And he's turned around and he goes, what are you fucking doing?
I don't know fucking English.
You fucking idiot. And he's took the beer off me. And I was like, oh, shit, sorry, mate. Anyway, after a while, he's just gone, right, fuck off.
Just what, still in the street or back
at
the nick?
Yeah, there was like, they were giving the French fella, the Paris geezer, a much harder time because I think he'd been jailed on that.
Mm.
So they were giving him a hard time, but we were just English fucking morons, like, on the beer, writing on things. And it was like, I suppose it's like...
It's just my mum's name, bruv, like, calm down. Yeah.
But there was, I suppose they just thought there's worse things going on. We'll just take the pen off them, take a photo of their passport and send them on their way. So we got a touch, you know what I mean?
Wait, we go back to where we were talking about. You're talking about acting, and you said you weren't up, and I said, no, you were. There was a time. You've always been a bit up. I'm not saying you're not up, but there was a time when you looked bad at it. What was that like?
90s.
2000s and three.
No, it was like we...
To 2006,
I started
2007.
Properly after my craze tag. I thought,
go back to the craze tag.
Yeah, I thought, right, this, I see...
Do you know what I mean? My name's Davy Cray. You know what I mean? Change it to the Cray brothers, mate. I'm the third one, bruv. Do you know what I mean? Like, come
crazy,
on.
Crazy Jay. Yeah. So I've seen people around my area. There was a Crow, geezer who wrote Crow, C-R-O-E, yeah? And it was like a proper...
It's a bit close to craze, mate. It's going to be a bit...
Is it a beating? So basically, I've seen him up, and I was like, oh, fucking hell. And then I found out it was fella a couple of years above me at school that I knew anyway.
What, your school?
Yeah.
Oh, sweet.
And then basically I thought, right, I've got to get a tag that sort of sounds a bit like Crow, because Craze ain't really cutting it anymore. And the style I did for Craze, it wasn't like the style
really
this lot were doing.
That's
so
good.
So I had to retire Craze, do you know what I mean? And
Craze,
yeah.
Craze just wasn't really cutting it no more, you know what I mean?
So basically I've come up with Koze, yeah? K-O-Z-E. So it still had the Z and the E from Craze, but it had an O, which I wanted, and then I thought, right, I can't really do a C because that's nicking too much off Crow, so I did a K.
Yeah, and I'm trying to retire Craze.
And then that was sort of born. And so I was doing that for a bit and, like, doing sort of, you know, just, like, sketching and tagging and that.
Well, wait, the other geezer's reach was what?
Crow.
And you changed yours to what?
Koze.
Koze and Crow.
Yeah, and Croc was his mate.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Did you tell this geezer at school, though, yo, it's me? Or did you just try and get him to...
Yeah, we sort of found out.
Yeah, okay.
And then he sort of, like... He started sort of schooling me. He gave me sketches and that. You know what I mean? Because he was older and he knew a bit more about it. So he'd give me sketches and I'd copy them and get bits from them. And then, yeah, so... I think 1990 was more just tagging buses, like me and my mates my age, taking buses on the way to parties and that, you know, like tagging the windows with a blue pencil and all that. And it was more sort of like just parties. So I weren't really on the graph very much. And then 92, because I think it was 89, Act changed schools. So I sort of lost touch with him. He went to a different school. And then I bumped into him randomly in 92 and was like, oh, fucking hell. And he was out doing bits of Idea because he was at the same school as him. Nice. And then I was like, started going out with them two. So that's when I started going out there proper, like not just in Barnet, but, you know, London. London's a big place. Started having, like, you know, venturing out and that, and getting about and doing, like, riding the lines, you know, got taught how to rack and that, and just went from there. And then, so I was writing Koze and that. And then I was getting a bit sick of it. I did a couple of nice pieces at Tuffnell Park in 94, but I was like, I ain't really got an impact, you know what I mean? It's not like one of it's just
still
a bit...
four letters, though, as well, which is nice.
It didn't, like, Koze is a bit
now.
Like...
There's a Koze now. There's
yeah,
a lot of
big up
bombing.
That one, yeah. But I just thought, I'm just a bit bored of this tag. And I was like, well, what am I going to write? Like, I tried a couple of different things, and then...
Act was writing Act at the time.
Act was writing Act, okay. Yeah, and Idea was Idea. But yeah. I was Koze, and I thought, it's a bit, like, forgettable. Like, no diss to Koze, say. But I just thought, that's how I felt. And then I remember one day, like, because I've always been heavy-handed, like... So I was slamming doors, fucking bish, bash, bang, wallet, fucking. Yeah. And my mum would always be like, do you have to slam that door? Do you have to slam that cupboard? Do you have to crash, bang, wallet, slam? And one day I just thought, slam, ping, like light bulb moment. And I started writing it, like, and seeing if I could get on with it. And I could. And then I just, like, that was 94.
Boom.
And now changed to slam.
How much of a decent reach slam is?
Slam,
like
just
one
the word.
Impact,
yeah.
You know, what do they call it? An exclamation mark after it's like boom.
It's like made for grass.
No, there's a word. There's a word that, like, bang, slam,
crash.
It's fuck. Some Ponzi word.
It's like that.
Onomatopoeia. Is it onomatopoeia? It's like words that sound the thing.
Yeah. And that's one of them.
But you've always, theme touched on, you know, your letters and classic style. Like you said, it's influenced by these traditional tags, but it's always you and Act and Idea. You seem like you're quite creative dudes as well, man.
Idea's more of a bomber. Like, he's always been a bomber.
Yeah, exactly.
But hardcore, but he's like, that's his skill, you know what I mean?
Yeah, relentless.
But Act has always been into the sort of the art side of things, like creative, doing little characters. And when I was little, I used to do, like, little cartoons. I was always drawing, and my gran always encouraged me to draw.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't draw, like, a picture of a lake with a horse or nothing. I'd be drawing, like, little cartoon characters and, like, bubble letters and stuff like that.
Little B-boys,
you know,
and
like,
stuff.
Bing, bing. Yeah, that sort of thing.
Because it was so, like, doable as well. Like, you know, those simple characters, like in spray can art, like side-on kind of characters.
They were
quite not easy to do because they're quite difficult to really make them look good.
Yeah.
But as a kid, it seemed achievable.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It wasn't like drawing a horse in a field and all that. That was like seemed unattainable at the time.
Yeah.
You know, that's the beauty of graph as well. That is so inclusive. You know what I mean? Anyone can pick up a pen and fucking do it.
Yeah,
you know, that's what I love about graph.
And,
but you guys just... some of your like, look, okay, I found this one, yeah? Shout out Acme, he's got a big photo collection. But now he pulled out this photo from, I think that's Tufnell, it might be.
Oh, fucking hell.
Yeah.
I remember
have
that.
Have a look, have a look.
Yeah, yeah, that's 94.
Yeah. Like, look at, like, talk about experimental to a degree, you know what I mean? Like, you're trying some shit out.
I used to do my, it was like, exactly like that, but without all the camouflage on it. It was just a simple letter, slam, yeah. And it was stretched out. It had a lowercase A.
Yeah.
And the L was sort of like that, and the M was like that. And
I
then.
You see the S without any doodahs on it.
Yeah, and then like, I just added all this shit over it and gave it a go. And I've forgotten about
that.
It's
quite a sick one. Actually, now might be a good time, because we're going to do some graph critique a bit later on.
Well, we've got slam. A lot of slam flicks as
yeah,
well.
So I thought this one, it might be a good time.
Yeah. So we've got a physical copy from our own Arms House collection.
So I took these photos. There's this one. Then. This one.
Oh, fuck it, I ain't even got a photo of that.
There you go.
I knew it, brother, I knew it.
I've got another.
You got to sign it, bro.
Yeah, Acme sent me a photo of that as well, but it has the character. You did your character next to it.
A, yeah, that's been scribbled out
this
on this one.
This one, yeah, it's been gone. Because I painted that
thing. Camden pitch.
Did you was Act there the same day? Because that was taken on the same day, that big ass Act piece.
This one, Act was there, but he won't paint. Or he might have been painting. Bosch was there. There was a few people there.
Did they do this one? Oh dear, Act Tough. Oh dear, Act Tough. Three names. These are all taken on the same day.
A lot, them lot.
This is what you would. This is the period you were just chatting about.
Yeah, this is like 96.
Oh, it was a bit later, a little bit later.
I weren't happy with that one.
Did you see that?
No, I loved that one, man. The blues and the yellows.
I said it looks like a fucking Happy Meal, so I wrote Happy Meal, innit?
Happy Meal. Yeah, I could see that. A band was there as well with us where we did it.
Bro, the S on this.
Oh,
it's
ill. I love that slam.
Let me see the S.
The top bit of the S.
Oh, I still do S's like that sometimes nowadays.
Yeah. The M's pretty sick. I mean, that's a bit.
With the arrows, I really like that one. There was this was there that day. If you look at the Act one, that's Frez standing next to the Act piece.
Where's Frez?
No, on the Act piece.
Yeah, Act used to paint that place quite a lot.
That's Frez
there.
And
there was
bigger than that.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, and Dre, he was, I remember Dre.
That's a Dre action shot, yeah.
No, that's not Dre. That was a kid playing football. He just happened to be.
I got nicked with Dre once. Dre and Idea.
Is it?
Yeah. But he was, I think me and Idea were 17, so we didn't need our parents called. But his dad got called, and he was fucking screwing.
I bet.
Big African man was and he was just fucking fuming. And I felt so sorry for Dre, because we were like, sweet, like, we're all right, we could just walk out. But he's going
to get licks.
Bro, I got Nick once racking from Hounslow, that shop in a Wheelhouse.
Yeah.
And then, the security took me in, they tried to call my parents. Luckily, they weren't in.
Yeah.
And they were like, we need to chat to her. And I ended up giving them my sister's phone number. She had just turned 18 at the time. She came, picked me up, and luckily I got away with my parents not finding out. Oh yeah, I painted that, by the way, on that day that I took those pictures.
Oh right, sweet.
Little amp dub with the character next
to
it.
You did the character, yeah?
Yeah.
What year? 96?
96, yeah.
I got the highlights going on.
Yeah. You've got photos like this, bruv.
Sweet, man.
I haven't even got a photo of that one.
I would give it to you.
I don't want it. I don't like it anyway.
That Camden football court, there was loads of nice pieces.
That was wicked.
In there.
It was a bit sketchy up there.
A little bit sketchy, man. It was a bit sketchy because there was only one way in and out of car park.
I think it was Acton Croc one time, and they was up there and someone else. And they had to actually climb the fence because they just got rushed in there.
Oh shit.
So they had to just go that way. The fucking gate was there and they went that way towards the fucking high fence. And had to jump over because there was just a load of kids rushed it. Yeah, yeah. But I only painted that place about 2-3 times. I did, and then it got shut down, didn't it?
I only went there I never painted there. I was a youth.
Oh, didn't I?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was 14.
Was
I never painted there.
Damn.
It was a good spot.
It was a good spot, man.
There was loads of nice pieces there.
Yeah, there was always fresh stuff up there.
Yeah. So that was still North London, yeah? Completely. The writers you're mentioning.
Yeah, North London. And then, so basically, 94, me and Axe started TBF in 93.
Right.
Because
was it the Buff Fails from straight away?
No. It was. It started out as TBF, 2BF. It was Two Bad Fuckers because it was just me and him. And we got...
It was 2BF first.
It was 2BF and TBF.
Right, yeah.
It just stood for two bad fuckers, just me and him.
Two bad fuckers.
Because we wanted a crew.
That's what it was, two bad fuckers. It's like, and it's just me and him, son. Too bad, fuck his son. You know what I'm saying? So it's like one of them ones from back in the day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We don't need nobody else, son.
So basically, what happened was we got chucked out of RCS because we was writing that.
Was you in RCS?
Yeah, in 92 we was in RCS. We were putting that up, but we didn't get the bring in from the main man, whoever he was. We got put in by someone else who just said, "Go and put it up."
Yeah, yeah,
it's
yeah.
It's like, yeah, sweet. I'm in RCS, wicked. Yeah. I've heard of that crew. It's a good crew. Anyway, we got thrown out of that and by the powers that be. And then the next year, it was like, we just had a sort of like, right, we're not in any crews. We'll start our own crew. So we did that. And then 94, we was going to Tufnell.
Yeah.
And we met Outram Rail, right?
And big up Outram Rail.
We were painting, they come up.
North London.
Yeah, yeah, big up, man. Day one, TBF. Because we put them in, and then it just sort of grew from there, you know?
But what, when there was four in there, it was still called Two Bad Fuckers?
No, no, it weren't called Two... Well,
we had to change it straight away.
If we put
him in, he's number three. Like, we've got to change the whole name. We're going to have a meeting about this, bruv.
We've got to do numbers who begin with a T.
Yeah, Three Bad Fuckers. And then four, T-H-O-R, just spelt wrong because we're thick with an F. Do you know what I mean?
Like, yeah, so basically, that's when that started, and... yeah, just went from there, and it just got a bit bigger, like, more people got put in it, and, yeah.
I've only ever known it as the Buff Fails.
Yeah, well, the Buff Fails sort of came later. I think Ouch come up with that one. Big up, Ouch.
Ouch was a bad man as well.
Oh, he used to smash it.
We've
like,
got to get Ouch on, man. Well, king of the, like, Northern Line, no?
Yeah, yeah, he smashed Northerns, smashed it.
He just lived in, where did, like, what's that yard over there, man? Golders.
Yeah, that was near him. And then...
So, yeah, so then that's the beginning of the TBF and you got into slam, but you've was your throw-up always the whole reach?
Or was it was just like...
It was an S at first,
It was just
no?
an S on its own.
And then Sub, like, said, listen, if you do that, you never get
No,
he's just
on with Sub, like... I was mates with Sub, yeah. Used to knock about with him.
Did he even consider putting you in DDS, or did he not care, or was it just not?
Yeah, he did put me in, but I didn't really feel this. I think when was it? When by 2003, I put it up for a bit. I thought I'm not really, I don't really meet the criteria. Do you know what I mean? I'm not a train bomber. I'm just putting it up because I'm mates with Sub, like, and so I just sort of dropped myself out. Like, I didn't. Just stop putting it up because I thought it's not really. Don't really feel right. You know,
we've both had. Episodes where we talk about that crews that you're putting and you're like, actually,
it didn't feel right. I just felt a bit fraudulent. I thought, I ain't earned this. Yeah. I've just because I'm mates with Sub and I go and have a pint with him. Do you know what I mean? Mm. And I thought, that's not the
that's one of the ways to get in DDS, though. That's fair enough. You know what I mean? It's fine.
You know what, as well,
like, there are some crews, like, even SDF crew, the one we started, like, late
oh, that's
90s.
So damn fresh, isn't it?
So damn fresh.
I like what that stands for.
Yeah,
it sounds
cheers.
Good.
But we had members in the crew, didn't even do graph.
Yeah,
they'd
yeah.
come on missions with us and sit there, keep dog or whatever, roll zoots or whatever, you know what I mean? So it wasn't always about graph. It was about being a unit and doing things in each other's names, as it were.
Yeah,
like,
if I do
something and I put the crew up...
Then you're ripping everyone in that
you
crew.
You know what I mean? And if someone else goes over someone, I'll be mad at my mate. I'll be like, you're doing that in my name. I know that guy. Why are you going out? You know what I mean? Now you're caught, you know, I got to fucking settle it. And you know what I mean? So you'd have to just like-minded people, you know what I mean?
Yeah, so that's why, like, in 2001, when we started RD, it was really exclusive because there was only, like, six or seven of us.
Yeah.
And that was it. And, you know, no one else got let in. It was just us lot. And we all used to do stuff together, you know what I mean?
Mm.
So it was, we go out drinking together, and then we go bombing together, and this, that, and the other. And it was like, and now RD, now I've sort of, RD 2.0 has been revived. Yeah. And it's just all people I know, you know, like safe people are new tees, and people are light, and it's you know, North London again. So.
Sick crew, sick. Yeah. Yeah.
So, boom, let's play a tune, the tune that you suggested.
It's Come Get Me by Nas that I've been listening to a lot recently. I've loved Nas since Illmatic.
Too good.
You know, he's such a storyteller. Like, there's a lot of MCs that I like, but I think, like, I love Wu-Tang, but theirs is a bit more sort of, just sentences, but Nas actually tells a story. Do you know what I mean?
He paints pictures, man.
Yeah, yeah. And you can imagine this story in your head.
You man are just sentences. Yeah. See you rapper over there. You man are just sentences. Idiot.
Which album is this one? Oh, from Nostradamus, yeah? I'm going to play it so it goes on the speaker,
come
yeah?
Get me by Nas from Nostradamus.
And as a special treat this evening, I have asked America's
foremost. All right, Nas, come get me.
To read his latest poem for us.
Oh, this is the DJ Premier one. Yeah, I love this.
He does a lot of stuff with Premier, isn't it?
Apparently, there's an album, Nas and Primo albums, in the works.
Really?
But it's been in the works for like five fucking years, 6 years now.
Yeah. Yeah. Power and crime, the thugs slinging powder and dimes. 20s a D, it's your niggas wilder than mine. My niggas bust nines, puff fly and stick up cowards. For they shine, you resist, then you push up flowers. I'm like Luca Brasi, Vito's best hitman. That's Godfather shit. Backseat, next lit plans, revolver spit. I'm too tough to bargain with. And you don't want the guard to pull up, the cars are sick. Arms and wrists are split up. Queensbridge King, plaques, awards, applause when I do my thing. Streets as black as midnight, the concrete gray. With stains of blood and germ and piss all day. Come on the app, get sized up, plus a praise. Duck and pray that my guns don't bust your way. Niggas with names, living off reputation. Sometimes gotta remind you, ain't nothing changing.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Nostradamus, for everybody watching. If you ill, come get me, cause I ain't running. If your gun's off the hook, then we're both be gunning. Come get me if you real, cause I ain't scared. It's all fair, love and war, and I'm well prepared. If you ill, come get me, cause I ain't running. If your gun's off the hook, then we're both be gunning. Come get me if you real, cause I ain't scared. It's all fair, love and war, we can take it there. You don't like me, clown, now you wanna take me down. If I bring my face around, you gon' do what? You butt, your crew knew I blew up. I been shining, baseball diamonds, dick rings for your chicklings. Niggas know what my nine pearl handle's about. Fuck you say, girly mouth, get it crunk like a dirty south. And I know you see me flossed out, multi-millia. Hear your bitch talk about me, you give her the cold eye. Girls dig you, imagine what she feel for me. You make hot songs, but she know you steal from me. Who ill is me? I wild on haters in Alpha 3. Next level, I take y'all niggas to 3D. Can't find a nigga shook from Queens. I be with the most grimy killers. What, and they all look clean, who put bombs underneath cars. If you want beef, then start. Your next stop's to the graveyard.
If you ill, come get me, cause I ain't running. If your gun's off the hook, then we're both be gunning. Come get me if you real, cause I ain't scared. It's all fair, love and war, and I'm well prepared. If you ill, come get me, cause I ain't running. If your gun's off the hook, then we're
25 years ago, I was a fucking liability. I was very aggy.
We'll talk about this.
Because
I was
going to
ask you anyway.
No, I've mellowed with age.
You've mellowed with age, yeah. You said, yeah.
I was going to ask you anyway, what were you saying in the 90s? What vibe were you on? Were you like a Rude Boy? Were you busting the Reebok Classics?
Was you a
skater? Was you a rapper?
No, man, I was Reebok Classics, skinhead. Then from skinhead to long
chinos, Ralph Lauren jacket, and I'll fucking stab you on the fucking train.
Pretty much. Well, no, apart from not stabbing people.
Did you get the Ralph from Camden Market? Yeah, that's where I got mine.
The Ralph was a snide, but it was a good snide.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And we all had the Ralph Lauren shirts.
What, like Ben Sherman and that? Was it like properly like that?
Well, yeah, it was like the sort of Harrington jackets.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Boy.
It was like pub wear.
Yeah.
You know, because I used to go to the pub and that. And
shot jackets. Yeah,
there were shot jackets.
Yeah.
Get the badge in. What's get the badge in? Stone Island. Yeah, get the badge in!
Yeah, so I got into like...
Football?
I used to go to the football, yeah. Not as a hooligan.
Who?
Barnet, man.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. No, I used to go, like, I was going for Barnet for years. Like, my dad used to take us to football.
Decent.
And he used to, because I used to play football for a few years as a kid, and I wasn't so much into graff then because I was obsessed with football.
Right, okay.
And I started getting quite good at football, but then I found,
what position? What position?
Sort of like midfield. Attacking midfield, yeah. So I'd score a few goals, but I'd do a few silky passes as well.
Yeah, right. Boy. Cantona in the place.
Yeah, man. And then drinking, smoking, and girls come along. And that sort of just fucks you over completely, doesn't it? And you're like, right.
Well, yeah, what were you raving? Were you raving at Jungle Garage?
Or was it just
strictly hip hop?
We was taping off the radio. We'd all have like Walkmans.
Mm.
And do tapes off the radio and go out like there'd be about 10 of us, and we go 10 ways on an 8 for fucking Rocky. Get stoned in the park listening to your fucking headphones. So no one'd be talking, you'd just all be on your headphones like...
What kind of tunes? What were you into? What were you listening to?
Like hardcore. It was
You were like pre-jungle, and did you go into jungle as well?
Yeah. So it was hardcore in like 1991, 1992. I remember going raving at Roller Express, and I think that was hardcore. And then that sort of transitioned into jungle, and the vibe got really moody. But we were still going, and the tunes were just fucking killer. You know, like the vibe.
The original jungle vibe was so aggy, it was
pretty nasty.
But it wasn't at first when jungle came out.
It depended where, because there were the crowds. You'd get the raving crowd who'd be like on the dance floor dancing the whole
time. The hardcore crowd.
Then you'd have the like Rude Boys down here, and you smell like burning plastic coming from there. And then they'll fight kicking off here in the queue.
The burning plastic?
And then the queue, you're queuing up to get in, and you're going to get jacked on the queue waiting to get in, and everyone's like bottles and fucking all sorts.
But there was Rude Boys in that there who were there just for the tunes as well.
Like, it depended on the rave. It depended on the rave. Some were aggier than others. There was like Stratford Rex, and there was a few other places where you had to go with people or else you know, you get fucked.
By the way, that's why, my personal opinion, that's why garage got invented.
Yeah, but then garage
was aggy as well.
No, but what happened with garage? All the fucking Rude Boys got a pair of Gucci loafers and thought...
Moschino.
Yeah.
And then they went over there to come.
No, but because more girls went to the garage rave.
Yeah, true.
So, but then that would cause more tension as well with the dudes, man. There was mad fights in garage raves.
I went to one down near Battersea Power Station. It was Adrenaline Village, New Year's Eve, right?
Fucking hell.
And it was like a garage thing, but there was all the usual, like, the crack smokers by the speakers. So they were all still in there. These are the jungle heads who have fucking moved to garage now.
Yeah.
So they're dressed a bit smart, but they're still jungle.
Stand next to the speaker to show that we don't really, you know what I mean? We're ex-junglists, you know what I mean? But we're going to stand, we're not even going to bop. It's not even going to bother us. Just going to vibrate our feet.
listen, I want to continue this conversation. First, I want to present a gift for you from Infamy Inc.
From our sponsors, Infamy.
Go to the Big Cartel Infamy. You can get a 10% discount if you use the discount code ARMSHOUSE. 10. Our patrons get a 30% discount. There's ink in them. There's all sorts in there. So that's all for you. A couple stickers.
Oh, sweet, man.
Don't do anything we wouldn't do, yeah?
Oh, I know what you two get up to. Thank you. Big up Infamy.
Your cows is great for staying in the number on there.
Exactly.
Sweet. Nice one.
Now, big up. No, thank you, man.
Yeah, big up Infamy every time.
Yeah, definitely.
No doubt. I want to do a couple of graph critiques, and then we're going to move on to the Patreon, all right? You know what we do here, basically.
No,
at the end of people who listen, we've got loads of people who listen, they send in their graph.
Oh, okay.
And we take the piss
out of
them.
Like fucking Tony Hart.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly like Tony Hart. Literally exactly the same.
You send in your picture, and he says, oh, that's all right. All right, nice colours.
We critique them.
I haven't thought about Tony Hart for so long.
Yeah, Tony Hart was a bad man.
Because people used to send their stuff into him, and he
I used to watch Tony Hart. I used to think it was decent.
There was a whole bunch of them.
Jesus. Imagine Rolf... your kids sitting on the sofa watching that these days.
Bro. And there was Art Attack.
There was Rolf Harris, but we won't talk about him.
Yeah, exactly. Don't watch out for him, but I remember him. Can you tell what it is? Yeah, exactly. And then there was the other guy who did Art Attack. Where he used to do something like that. Yeah, I can't remember his name.
Neil Buchanan.
Buchanan,
that was it.
Yes.
Yeah, man. So I used to watch all these programs.
Me too, I love those shows, man. So this was sent in. Let's see if you can read it first and describe it. Take the phone, go on. exactly.
A. Yeah. Might be an A. I think that's an S. I think that's an E. That is an S and that is an E, definitely.
A-R-S-E.
The last letter's a struggling one. You're right so far.
I think it's a G.
It is. ASEG. A-S-E-G.
What the fuck is an ASEG?
Fuck knows. You can see the tag on the top left. It says A-S-E-G.
Oh, yeah.
That's how I worked it out.
It's nicely done. I like the feel.
It's a nice film.
A bit of a snide compliment.
That's
the best thing you could say.
We did it. I like the colours. We did an interview with Scheme, and he said if someone says, "Oh, I like the colours," that means
that's
you
the
hate
worst it. Thing you can hear.
Exactly. ASIG, I mean, look.
No, big up ASIG, you know what I mean? He's doing his thing. He's enjoying it. He's enjoying it. So
exactly.
Crack on, man. Enjoy it, man. Do your thing.
Let me have exactly.
Yeah, but I just want to say one thing. The E, I kind of like the E. The S and the A, I get what he was trying to do with the G and the A kind of line up and they match.
But they don't fit with the S and the E,
they don't.
Really.
They don't. So continuity with the letters. The G is the worst, and the A is pretty horrible.
Well, the A could be anything, but it just, it needs a hole in the middle to show it's an A.
Exactly. And the dark blue he used in the scheme is too close to the black. I would have allowed that dark blue maybe, but that's me nitpicking now. I like the orange and the yellow one time, it pings it off. If you really zoom in on the line, though, I'm being harshly critical here. You aren't very confident with the lines, man. It looks like something that should just be a one line confidently done. You've been going like you've done it like
you've got to have confidence. Like,
yeah, that some of these lines are shaky as fuck. So you need to work on that. You know what I mean? But that comes with practice,
it's
obviously.
Quite a harsh critique, though.
I know. they like it when we go harsh.
Oh, do they?
Yeah, they prefer
they get
upset
if we don't say what something.
If we don't take the piss, then they get angry. Yeah. Downrock 3D, yeah, I mean, you know, other than that, all right. Okay. Not my cup of tea.
That's enough critique on that one.
Okay, cool. All right, next one. Oh, yeah, shit, we didn't talk about this one. Someone did some fan art, yeah? I think Drezo, Drezo. Big up. Thank you, man. We love a bit of fan art. He's done an amber outline and a theme. This is all sketch on paper.
I've done sketches for you.
There's a train there, and then there's a character of me and theme from the 420 episode with the AHC there. Check it out. Show a figure.
It's dope.
I really like it.
That is fucking good.
Thank you for that. Send in more fan
art. He's got the actual setup of how we sat and everything.
With the table and everything, yeah.
You got yourself a stalker.
It's decent. I gotta have a zoot, son. I gotta have a zoot. Damn. Yeah, that's nice. Thanks for sending that in.
Let's slam have a quick gander at that, and then we'll go one more.
I actually like that.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
I really like it.
Who did it?
Drezo. Drezo. I don't know where he's from.
Big up Drezo.
Big up Drezo. Go on, mate. I like that. Yeah. I love the little characters. Yeah. Fucking hell, the detail on that little table.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
He went in on it. He went in. Let's do one.
What's
more.
That, like a bong?
Yeah, because that was the 420 episode. We got fucking stoned like a motherfucker on it. Last one. Theme. Describe it and a little critique.
Oh my days. Deary me. I was looking all right, and then just the thing I looked at to say, oh deary me. Is that meant to be a city landscape in the middle of the piece? Maybe it is, you know. In the black.
No. Nah.
No, it can't be. Squares overlapping squares.
It looks like
but his schemes aren't that wank underneath, so why has he done that on the top? It can't be, bruv. Anyway, it's a piece that says ham, H-A-M-B. Ham.
D. That's a D.
Oh, for God's sake.
It's a B as well, lowercase b.
Let's have a look.
Yeah.
How does it say hand, bruv?
It looks more like a lowercase b, doesn't it? It's quite nice, though. I quite like the letters.
Yeah, but look at that bit in the middle. See that bit where he's on like the... Is he trying to do a city landscape?
No, it's just some sort of abstract thing.
Just the abstract patterns.
Yeah,
but look
yeah.
At his schemes
it
underneath.
Does look like a cityscape, like a sort of skyline. It looks all right, man.
No, listen, it does look... The letters are all right. I like the blues going on underneath.
That's the only thing I can find wrong with it.
I would have done this piece exactly how he's done it. But there's two things I wouldn't have done. I wouldn't have done that thing that looks like a city landscape. And if I was going to bring the schemes up from the same colour as the green, I'd bring them up in a different way, like little bubbles or something.
I like the outline colour.
Yeah. And then gone a bit too overboard with some of the dark blue bubbles. The way they're coming up in between the M and under bottom of the A, they're kind of coming from nowhere and a bit. But you know, you're trying to blend it out of that, trying to make
a
difference out
of
the back of the wall. But yeah, it's decent, man. It's one of the better things we've seen in a while. Like,
all right, I'll give it a quick critique myself. Yeah, the letters aren't too bad. I like the N, the D, it does look like a lowercase B. So you got to sort that out. The 3D, it's confidently done. Confident lines in this one.
Yeah, the guy can paint.
So yeah, that's all. I got nothing else really more to ad, man. The hand style. The hand style.
I think he's the winner.
He's the winner. Yeah. There you go. You win hand. Oh, no. Drezzo wins for me. The sketch.
Yeah, yeah. I forgot about that one. Yeah, yeah. He wins silver.
Yeah, exactly. All right, big up. Let's just sign out for the main episode. We're going to move on to the Patreon. You can join the Patreon. All the links are below. Lots of exclusive content there for you guys to check out. Much love to my main man, Slam. Do you want to do some shout-outs before we go, man?
Yeah, man. Yeah. Obviously, the Arms House boys. Big up.
Oh, yay!
Thanks for having me on.
Of course.
Been a pleasure. Big up. Big up, Act. Yeah, big up anyone who wears Reebok Classics.
No doubt.
Big up Act, my day one, like my OG, love bro.
Come on, do you reckon he'd come on the pod?
Yeah, come on, I can ask him, yeah.
Please.
Big up Keys, Lionel, and my RD crew, you know what I mean? Big up you lot. Big up the Paris lot, the CP5, and big up the lovely missus, like my Cockney princess. Love ya.
Come on, girl.
Salute.
So yeah, and anyone I've met who is safe and anyone who likes my stuff, anyone I've influenced in some way,
yeah,
you know what I mean, and just
me,
you know,
you're the whole of my life,
You know, yeah, just if you're going to do graph, enjoy it, like,
boom,
and stay positive thinking, you know. So yeah, big up everyone,
yeah,
love.
And that's coming from people who've been doing it a long time, man. So salute, yeah, big up Slam, thank you once again, man.
Nice,
really
one,
appreciate
man.
That, man.
Cheers for having me on.
We got to paint, maybe not today. We're going to maybe do a little bit of bombing. We'll get some footage for the Patreon. Probably not go in, but
no,
we'll
I'll do a few tags on that.
Yeah, like, but let's do a wall soon. Me, you, Fiend.
Definitely. I'm going Trellick next Sunday if you fancy
okay.
it.
I'll be there.
Yeah?
I'll be there.
Well, I'll just take your number.
On Sunday,
isn't it? Oh, fuck.
Oh, you do the podcast Sunday.
We record,
maybe
yeah.
Maybe we'll do it at Trellick.
Yeah, we could. Let's see. We'll think about it. But
I'll take your
it.
Number before I go.
We're going to go out to this tune. It just came out recently. One of my favorite hip hop producers is a dude from the DC area in America. His name's Kev Brown. He did a tune with a rapper called Ken Starr. It's called Hennessy Straight.
Oh, that would get me throwing up straight away.
Yeah, it'd be Hennessy Straight, son.
So 137,
137, yo.
Every Wednesday, 8 o'clock.
Big up, peace.
Is that it then?
I got the pen moving again. They're wondering if Ken do it again. Is he gonna stick with it? Told him, bitch, long as I'm sick with it. Promise I won't do it unless I do it to win. The lieutenant of any crew that I'm in. Play my position well, listen well. I've been a real deal since Infamil. I come to represent the ones that spit the real. But we only 15% like when you tip the bill. The rest at best, they're mediocre. We even meet the quota. I know this get you a different feel. The flow Hennessy straight from your Zinfandel. The more these against hate, the more strength I feel. They can use this fuel and motivation. As long as the love outweighs it enough to tip the scale. It's that real understandable smooth. I was grown for this. You niggas can't even lift the veil. So brash at the vocab. I won't brag about using notepad. I just toe tag. I used to hold back, now I'm blacking out. Mouth puffing on a black and mild. Need a drawback, you can smell from a half a mile. When I roll that, smoke that, it's a massive cloud till they ash it out. They ask about low budget and I just crack the smiles to the classic sounds. Fuck it, I done got back with Brown. The ball spit, they on par with. The strength of 9 of 10 Clark Kents can make a car flip. This the part where you start thinking all ish. A fiend in my top 5, then fuck it, can start 6.
You can join today.